This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in an apparent assassination attempt Thursday while he was leading his ongoing anti-government march on Islamabad. The 70-year-old leader of the opposition PTI party was hit by at least one bullet in his right leg. The gun attack in Wazirabad left at least one person dead and several wounded. Khan is in stable condition at a hospital in Lahore. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has asked all sides in Pakistan to refrain from violence as he condemns the assassination attempt Thursday of Imran Khan. He said in a statement that violence has no place in politics. He said the U.S. is committed to a democratic and peaceful Pakistan. Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow have visited jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner just weeks after a Russian court rejected her appeal of her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. At the White House, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had comments about that visit.
U.S. Embassy officials in Moscow were able to visit Brittany Griner today. We are told she is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
A State Department spokesman said the U.S. is pushing for the immediate release of Griner and fellow American Paul Whelan. The White House says the U.S. has made a significant offer to resolve the cases, but says there's been a lack of good faith negotiation by the Russians. Security is tight in the western German city of Munster Thursday as foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations are holding a 2-day meeting. The top diplomats from the world's major industrialized economies will grapple with the implications of Russia's war in Ukraine and China's growing economic clout. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is on a final big campaign swing before Tuesday's midterm elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
It's a 3-day, 4-state blitz to back Democrats in tight races from solidly blue California, Illinois, and New Mexico to battleground Pennsylvania. The trip reveals a defensive stance. The president spending most of his time trying to help keep seats Democrats already hold in areas he easily won 2 years ago. Last night, though, he was on offense.
Silence is complicity.
Urging Americans to take a stand against voter intimidation and political violence. In dark terms, the president warned of ultra-MAGA challenges to democracy and said the power to preserve it lies where it always does.
With the people, in your hands, in your heart, in your ballot.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In Ukraine, Kyiv on Thursday condemned the mass forced relocation of its citizens living in regions occupied by Russia. On Tuesday, Russian occupation authorities in the southern Kherson region announced more evacuations of people along the left bank of the Dnipro River. Moscow installed Kherson governor Vladimir Salda said he was moving people further into the region or to Russia because of the risks of what he called a massive missile attack. Moscow installed authorities in Kherson said last week 70,000 civilians had left their homes on the right bank of the Dnipro. Kyiv reiterated Thursday it saw the move as a deportation and said it was accompanied by looting by the Russian occupiers. U.S. government health regulators are easing some of the guidelines that made doctors reluctant to prescribe opioid painkillers in some cases where they were needed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Medical professionals say previous guidelines issued in 2016 did a good job reducing opioid addiction, but in some cases denied patients proper pain treatment.
I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care.
Dr. Christopher Jones heads the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's National Center for Injury Prevention. A pharmacist, he says there had to be a better balance.
Flexible, tailored, patient-centered care rather than a one-size-fits-all approach.
Dr. Jones says the new guidelines also work to address racial disparities in pain treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.